This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Rose Battle is back with another description of life in her large family. This reminiscence is about her granny's back porch in Bridgeport, Alabama, and Rose's duty prescribed when she was just 3.5 years old.
Of course, Granny Vashti and Aki couldn't possibly leave the kitchen at Granny's unless it was for a really good reason. Vashti began helping Granny when Granny was 16 and married our 28-year-old granddaddy. Vashti was 17 then. They remained best friends for the rest of their lives. Aunt Aki was blind and had lived most of her life with Granny in Bridgeport, Alabama. I called Granny's house the expanding house. First it held Granny, granddaddy, and their 8 children, and then on and off, their 14 grandchildren and Aunt Aki, plus many, many more visitors. I'd wonder out loud how we'd have beds for them all. Granny would say, "We'll just hang them on a nail on the wall." I'd make sure I had a pallet then. Since everything in the house was produced with no machines to help, from 4:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., the kitchen and back porch were buzzing with work. Granny told me when I was 3.5 years old that I was on porch duty. That meant the wraparound front porch was my station. It had a green glider, blue hydrangeas galore, and 2 metal rockers where Aunt Aki sang "Froggy Went A-Courtin'" in the evening hours. If company was expected from out of town, I'd go to the porch, be on lookout, and I'd run tell Granny when I saw a car coming up the long hill bringing kinfolks. Then we'd form a hugging and kissing line at the back door that led into the kitchen where the most extraordinary meals would be laid out. If unexpected company seemed to be approaching, such as the visiting porch ladies with their hats and gloves on and fancy hairdos, Granny had to be warned to put on her shoes, sometimes her drawers. She dispensed with most clothing except her dress and apron as the day wore on. Especially I ran to the kitchen quickly when I'd see one or all 4 of the town's preachers coming down the street with their Bibles. Then Granny would run to put on the most clothes. She'd ask them to come in, kneel, and pray for whomever in Bridgeport was in the direst need. The preachers knew they'd soon get a homemade lemon meringue pie and other treats created and cooked on Granny's coal stove. They loved to pray at Granny's, but their prayers were quite fast. The best porch duties were collecting the offerings, as Granny called them. Granny liked for me to check for porch offerings 7 days a week around daylight, noon, and supper time. I just loved that. I checked between playing dress up and hiding in the shrubs with my baby brother in tow. I especially liked to preach when the Baptist church right across the street was empty. My personal favorite porch offerings to Granny were sweet peas or wild roses or black-eyed Susans in fruit jars. We also got green beans, lima beans, ears of corn, kindling wood, coal, cards, lovely printed tins of powder and lotion in jars, pies, cakes, and lots more. Granny had no car, no bank account, and 1 small little old change purse. She was the first to help anyone of any race when anything happened. She gave away food to the poor, the sick, the hobos, the preachers, the rich, and the healthy. She gave away beautiful clothes of her and her children's. My mother told me she took her coat with her most of the year so Granny wouldn't give it away. I love to say the names of the town characters, Pleas, Tura, Matt Todd, our neighbor Sarepty Parfenia. Everything flowed outward, but even more flowed inward at Granny's home. How delighted I was to be appointed porch lookout and greeter and offerings receiver by Granny. My career started off at the top. I've never had, and I'll never have, such a delightful title and thrilling job again.
Rose Battle grew up in a political and sports-centered family with her parents, her three siblings, a horse, monkey, dog, and roosters in the woods about 12 miles outside of Birmingham, and obviously spent a lot of time at her granny's in Bridgeport, Alabama. You can hear Rose's story and all the past Sundial episodes on WLRH.org by clicking on the Sundial tab. And each Monday morning at 9, you can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.